This plan would bar governors from stitching together words and numbers to create new sentences and new laws that the legislature never passed. Governors from both parties have used what's become known as the Frankenstein veto extensively to retool budgets more to their liking. Voters will have the final say on whether to add this amendment to the state's constitution in next April's election. Richland Center Republican Senator Dale Schultz says they should know that Wisconsin governors will still have strong veto pens even with this change.
This doesn't mean the governors in the future are going to have their hands tied when it comes to ill-considered legislation or wasteful spending. They're going to be able to step forward and make a clear policy decision and veto things, but they're not going to be able to play games. And I think that's what most people think the veto should be about.
Democratic senators bottled up this proposal earlier this year, which let Governor Jim Doyle hang on to the power during this year's budget debate. He used it to let local governments slightly increase their property taxes. In the last budget, he used it to move money out of the state's roads funds to pay for schools. Popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch says any governor with a clear conscience would have done the same thing. He voted with others to take the power away, but offered his colleagues a warning.
This will put greater pressure on the legislature to do its job better than it has in the past, and I hope that we are up to the task.
The final vote was 33-0. The state assembly still needs to sign off before the plan heads to voters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.